to wait to the whole song every single time?
Well, you're here, so.
All right, here he is. He made it.
It's amazing. You put up the signal one time. As soon as you hear it, he appears.
It's magical.
Hey, Gordon.
Anytime two or more of you are gathered in my name, I am here.
I like that.
So sacrilegious.
No, I didn't even want to answer that. I don't know how. Do I need to wash your feet? Kiss the hem of your garment? I don't know. How are you, man?
I'm doing well.
Have you recovered from ticket stock?
I have. Yeah. Mm. We had a good ticket stock. It was great. So many P1s said really nice things to us, and that always fuels me throughout the year. Like, I always try to really appreciate that. And so it was great. Took a lot of pictures with people, had some fun conversations with you guys, and drone raced. That was the first time I've ever flown a drone. That was great. No, I didn't actually race it, but I flew the drone for a moment.
Did you have the goggles on?
No, I couldn't do the goggles. It's way too disorienting to do the goggles for me.
I forgot. Didn't you had a control, or was it George that flew the drone straight into a dude that was standing in the
George. Audience? Yeah. That guy went to the hospital.
Yeah, that was unfortunate because a little blade George. Cut him open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he bled out there on the floor.
I was believing you at first, and then all of a sudden.
I was going to help him, but I can't do blood transfusion.
And did you take the stitches off of your hernia wounds and just stitch them up right
there?
Do
you still have stitches?
Some on the inside, but they glued the incisions up here, but the glue is still on. That glue hadn't fallen off yet.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's kind of
surgical
weird.
Adhesives have gotten so much better.
Yeah, they're way better. But he did on the, like, you can't see the stitches that are in me that supposedly just dissolve in your body.
The dissolving stitches.
I don't know how that works, but.
How many surgeries have you had, Matt? You had a few lengthenings and then.
Yeah, and I had the hernias. That one. Yeah, I've had the hernia one. I had a knee surgery. I had reconstructive nasal surgery.
Cocaine?
Yeah, you do too much of it. My whole nose was just all messed up. I had bits and pieces of my bones everywhere. Is that bad?
It's like a mudslide inside.
What happened
of
your to
brain?
Your nose?
I got hit in the face playing hockey with the puck, and so my nose exploded.
Ugh.
Yeah, I felt awesome.
Oh, no!
Yeah, it was really bad. They told me that it was if my nose was an egg, they took it off my face, threw it on the ground, scooped up the pieces, and put it back on my face. That was really rough. I was in the hospital overnight for that one.
What about eggs?
That was unfortunate.
Only overnight? That seems like it would be more than that.
Yeah, I was there for a little over 24 hours, and I had my whole head wrapped and tubes coming out of my nose and everything for over a day. That was not fun.
Have you ever had surgery, Donnie?
It's like a broken finger, but nothing where I've had to stay in a hospital overnight.
Have you ever been put under?
Yes. Colonoscopy.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Tooth extraction, those things. But
yeah.
As far as others, I've never spent the night in a hospital bed with a gown exposing my ass and carrying a bedpan.
Yeah, I may have another surgery this year. We'll see. Because once you hit that out-of-pocket max for the year, might as well go get
Start
sick.
Scheduling all the surgeries you can.
Because I need to get my knee cleaned out again, but I don't know if I want to mess with that or not.
Man, people are getting, it's so, I remember when you had if you had to have a knee replacement, a hip replacement, a shoulder replacement, it was such a huge deal. And now it's almost routine that you hear a ton of people just saying, yeah, when got my knee replaced and I just feel 1,000 times better. And that would freak me out to have to go do that. I don't know. I don't want to. If I had never, ever spent a day in a hospital, it would be the greatest thing in the whole world.
Well, I mean, the problem becomes if you have chronic pain and stuff that bothers you. Like, I have to pop my knee all the time, and it'll swell up if I run too much and things like that. So if I could get to where that doesn't happen.
I know. Medical advancement is great.
Right. I mean, that was the thing with the hernia, is it just got to a point where it was just annoying, and I could feel it, and it was causing some other issues. So I was like, yeah, I'm just going to get this done so I don't have to deal with this anymore.
Yes, science.
What about you?
What?
Do I want
to get replaced?
No, surgeries. Have you been overnight in the hospital?
I've been needing
like that?
To get my, I think one of my knees. This is a weird deal because I injured my knee. This is the wimpiest sounding thing you'll ever hear in your life. I injured my knee doing a character up here once.
And what character was that?
No, it wasn't Chris. It was a wrestling character named Big Dick Glover.
Okay.
You jumped off the table and...
And no, I was standing right here at the seat, and I stood up because it was during his big phrase of, do you, I forget what it is. It's like, are you experiencing the experience that I'm trying to impart to you? Or something like this. I can't remember. But I'm yelling it, and I'm leaned back like this, and I like twist and turn, and I twist my ankle, and something popped in my knee right at that moment.
Oh, it might have been your meniscus.
Which is the weirdest thing in the world.
I know.
Throw your knee out while doing a radio only character.
God, how'd you like to go to the surgeon and
it's horrible.
It's like, all right, so how'd you do this?
Well, I was doing a voice. But wait, what are you saying?
I think they've heard everything, but that's probably that will probably be a first.
Yes.
Because I've actually strained like a muscle brushing my teeth or just in the shower. You just move the wrong way.
Yeah.
Oh, like, oh, that is.
How long ago is that?
I just knows you're getting,
this was probably 5-6 years ago, and it hurt my knee, and it hurt like for the next 2 years.
Yeah.
And I went to the doctor, and I had it, the imaging done, and they say, yeah, I guess it was tore something or another. I forget what it was.
Your meniscus, you can have a tear in that, walk around. Cause I had torn meniscus for a few years before I got it fixed.
That may have been what it is. I'd have to go back in my medical records, find out. But they said, you know, hey, you know, you need to probably have surgery, get this repaired and everything. And I kept waiting and waiting, and then it just kind of stopped hurting after a few years. And then just like 6 months ago, it started hurting again. So maybe I need to get it fixed.
Man, if there's like a place you could go where they just scan your entire thing and they go, okay, this is wrong. You have a little tear here. Cause I have a thing with my thumb that I don't know what's wrong with that. If I could just get all that fixed, that'd be awesome.
Thumbs up.
We sound like guys in an old folks home.
I know.
Yeah, I got this wrong.
But I listened to you guys this morning talk about the lady who's the oldest living lady in Houston.
114.
Mm-hmm. 114 years old. And you asked the question, would you want to live to be that? No.
What if? But what if you're healthy? And you can get around, and you're cognizant, and you can have conversations, and you can still experience things.
See, I still think that you're
just beat down.
Look, everyone's different, but in the average group of people, I think that's too long for you to live because the world just changes too much, and you're just like, you think she relates to anything in this world right now?
Yeah, I'd be tough.
You think she's texting someone something right now?
I mean, I guarantee you, she's probably missed out on all of even smartphones. Like, that was too newfangled for her, so she missed out on that. So when the world is just so different than anything that you could possibly be psychologically anchored to,
yeah, so she
that's
was
a bad
from,
feeling. I remember my grandmother when she was like 92 when she passed away. And, she had an incredible spirit and was smart and still with it, but she couldn't see anymore. She could hardly hear.
Yeah, see,
and then all of her
family
and friends, other than, you know, us and other generations, she goes, you know, all of my friends have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And there just becomes less and less that really tethers them to the world.
Yeah, I've thought about that because if you get to be that old, if you're 114, if you have a kid like when you're, let's say, 30, they could die at 85 or something, and
yeah, you could lose your kids too. Yeah,
that'd be totally natural for those people to, you know, die. That's where getting really old.
So yeah, imagine that you're 114 and not even your kids are still alive. You have some grandkids that you kind of know,
or even great grandkids that don't even care.
Yeah, and then you don't.
I mean, they may care.
They probably haven't memorized their names yet.
You'd have a great grandkid that's like 40.
I know.
Like, come over here. I don't know. I'm going to live to 100, I think, and then
okay. Then there'll be a judgment call for you after that.
That's the goal.
Okay.
And I think that there's a lot of research being done on aging right now and how our cells work and things of that nature and longevity to age well and age better. And we're kind of at the cusp of some breakthroughs in the next decade that I think will help. Maybe not this generation that I'm in, but like my son and his generation to probably be able to age much better and live to where being 100 is not decrepit and old and hurt.
No, and I think that, yeah, you're right. The next generation, if the world obviously keeps going,
yeah,
the earth is hospitable.
Thing.
But, yeah, they'll live to 140, 150.
Yeah, and it'll be how we see
a 70-year-old now.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be.
You think so?
Yes, yeah. There's some stuff in the research
they're doing. I get that. I just still think it's just something about the human body that will always hurt their knee doing a character voice and pull a muscle.
First
while,
time in history it happened. I don't think
you know
that's...
brushing your teeth.
Yeah, but think
you
about
you can do all that and say we're going to do this, but if you're not,
but if you control things on. We're going to sound like idiots here, but like on a cellular level, correct. If they turn off aging, and then you also have nanotechnology that allows, you know, nanosurgery to happen inside the body, and you have basically little robots working around that repair cell damage and things like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the medical advancements, plus that's not even taken into account CRISPR and things like genetic modification that we'll be doing on humans before they're even born. There's a lot of
what?
A lot of upside to biologically engineering ourselves. Yeah. Obviously,
do all that afterwards. I mean, after I'm gone.
I'm telling you right now, man. They discovered these things not long ago called telomeres that are like shoelaces at the end of cells, and as
they get shorter and shorter as you age.
Yeah, yeah. And they are learning what can help those slow. And if you have those and the growth on those is slow, like once those are gone, then the cell dies, and you don't just it's gone. And so there's just different things they're looking into that are really interesting that will continue to help longevity and aging. We'll slow the process. And we're not that far away from it being very easy for most people to be able to do that.
So you could just drink some magical elixir.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can meet John Coffey like on Green Mile, like Tom Hanks. And then he opens your mouth and he just...
God,
throw still... something in there, and now because how old was Tom Hanks at the end of that movie? I'm 118 years old.
Yeah,
well, it's like vampires.
Still like a sad movie when he says, "I'm tired, boss." It just always breaks my heart. John Coffey breathing in the suffering of people.
Coffee, like coffee. The drink.
Isn't that what I said?
Different. Yeah,
I said coffee.
I'm just repeating the line that he says in a movie.
It's like Brooks in Shawshank when he got out in the world and he couldn't figure it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, right.
He didn't.
That's
fit
what a
in
lot
anymore.
Of old people are like. Yeah. World just moves too fast. They don't understand it anymore.
Didn't get it.
They always have the phone on speaker out in public, just kind of yelling into it. They just don't understand technology now.
Well, so do the Kardashians. Works. They talking to the ass into the phone all the time. Don't they?
All the time. Like the only time I'll have speaker is on the in the car. But there's no way I'm going to pop that thing out in the store and just have it on a grocery cart as I'm shopping for flour and pasta. Huh? What?
So many people do that, though.
I just don't like talking on the phone in public at all, because I don't want people to hear what I'm saying.
Yeah, I always get a whisper. You can tell if you call me and I pick up and I'm speaking lowly, then I am out in public. Because, yeah, I don't think anyone should hear my conversation.
Yeah, I don't like
what
that.
I'm saying or who I'm talking to.
Yes. Hello. Have you ever confronted someone who is having a speakerphone conversation?
No, I don't confront anyone over anything.
And that's what makes you a man.
I don't confront people, but I'll start. This happened I forgot about this happened
up.
When I went in for my surgery. We're sitting in the waiting room waiting for them to call you back. There's probably 15 people in there. Everybody's trying to be quiet and whatnot. This one guy is just talking on his phone, so I just started talking to him. Well, he was like, "Oh, I'm not doing that." I was like, "I agree with you, man. Don't do that because it's pissing me off." And she was like, "Stop! He's going to come." I was like, "What's he going to say? He wants to talk. Let's jump in on his conversation."
Gosh, it's a pretty interesting way though of dealing with it.
As you're,
I've done that in the store,
just poking out
where a guy was like talking like how y'all are saying with the phone like that, and I just walked over and started talking. Really loud to overtalk him.
Yeah.
And what is that going to accomplish?
You're going to get a knife wound right next to that hernia.
I was looking for Tylenol or something, and he was on that aisle, and he was like, blah, blah. I go, "Oh, yeah, I want the Tylenol, too. What do you think? Ask your friend." And he just looked at me and was like, "I thought we were talking."
Shut up.
Drives me nuts. Maybe I'm the ass.
Yeah.
But he's also an ass.
Yeah, you are a big jerk.
Yeah, you're the big jerk.
Am I the jerk?
Yeah.
Am I the jerk?
You found your people.
All right, Gordon, hit the signal. Thank you, man. We'll see you after your knee surgery here real soon.
Let's go have it together. That'll be fine.
A couple surgery.
Maybe there's couple surgery.
Yeah, you guys
nice.
Hold hands. What do you have, a love operating table?
Okay.
You know, on the same one, kind of heads touching
get
a bit.
Get them to human centipedes. Is that offered?
Well, I'm in, but I don't want my mouth to be tied.
No, I'll be the front.
Oh,
I'm the front of the...
God.
I'm the front.
In the front of that pantomime hose.
A big old bucket of basketball is next here on The Ticket.